This is Akashvani. The news are read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be taken up tomorrow morning. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 10,545 counting personnel will be deployed for counting duty, supported by 4,624 micro-observers. A correspondent reports that 234 counting observers, one for each assembly constituency, will oversee the proceedings and ensure strict adherence to extant instructions of the commission. In West Bengal, election officials said that all arrangements are in place at 77 counting centres across the state, with multi-layered security in place to ensure transparency. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister and senior BJP leader Kiran Rijiju alleged that the all opposition parties have continuously attacked the government agencies, election commission, electronic voting machines, media, and now targeting the judiciary. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, "These parties don't realize that they are attacking the core of the country's democracy." He further added that people of the country will give them a befitting reply and teach them a lifetime lesson. The Supreme Court of India has declined to interfere with the Election Commission's decision to appoint only central government employees as counting supervisors in West Bengal elections. A bench comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Joymalia Bakchi directed that the Commission's guidelines must be strictly followed. The ruling comes as a setback for the Trinamool Congress, which had challenged the move. Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today visited the Uday Aqua Industry at Moolapalem village in Sompeta Mandal of Srikakulam district, where projects have been implemented under the National Fisheries Development Board, NFDB. During the visit, the Union Minister, along with local MLA Dr. Ashok and district officials, reviewed the activities being carried out at the Aqua Industry. He interacted with officials and stakeholders to understand the initiatives aimed at increasing fish production, improving income sources and creating employment opportunities for local people. The Indian Army contingent has departed to Cambodia for the second edition of India-Cambodia bilateral military exercise SINBACS 2. In a social media post, Additional Director General of Public Information of Indian Army said that the exercise is scheduled to be conducted at Teko Sen Nom Thom Mrias Prov Royal Cambodian Air Force Training Center, Camp Basil, from 4 to 17th of this month. It added that the exercise will be conducted with focus on company-level joint training for conduct of operations in sub-conventional environment. Indian students in the UAE are appearing for National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026 today, with examination centers open in both Dubai and Sharjah. The pen and paper test conducted by the National Testing Agency has been held from 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. UAE time. The Indian High School in Dubai and Sharjah Indian School in Sharjah are serving as the designated examination centers. The examination has been overseen by the Consulate General of India in Dubai. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Taranjit Singh Sandhu and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the tragic fire accident in Vivek Vihar this morning. A massive fire today claimed 9 lives in Vivek Vihar area of the national capital. Talking to media, Fire Officer Mukesh Verma informed that the fire broke out on some floors of a 4-story building. He said during the rescue and fire extinguishing operations, 15 persons were rescued from the building. Amid the ongoing West Asia conflict, OPEC plus countries have agreed in principle to raise oil output targets in June. Reports say that 7 OPEC plus countries have agreed to raise oil output targets by about 1,88,000 barrels per day next month. This will be the third consecutive monthly increase amid the geopolitical crisis and the departure of the United Arab Emirates UAE from the group. With the UAE leaving, OPEC plus includes 21 members, including Iran. Last week, the UAE announced it was leaving the OPEC and OPEC plus cartels. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 today. Sunrisers Hyderabad are currently in third place, while Kolkata Knight Riders are positioned in eighth place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.